From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
So,
happy hump day.
Yeah. How much coffee, how much caffeine does it take you to get through a work day? The average is 2.5 drinks a day. Could be coffee, could be, you know, Monster.
Vodka
does not have caffeine.
I don't do energy drinks.
Why is that? Why is that? I mean, people get away with drinking Red Bull and, Monsters and rock stars and all of that. Why don't you do that?
Because they're not good for you.
Why are they not good for you?
They're not good for your heart. It's a nurse thing in me.
Yeah.
And Red Bull and vodka drinks? No.
Well, no, yeah, bad. But that's bad. You know, the mixing of things, you know, depressants.
Uppers and downers.
And, yeah, uppers and downers.
Bad, not bad, good. Bad.
So how many drinks do you drink in a day?
I've drank coffee since I was 4 years old.
Yeah?
Southern White, cream and sugar. I've graduated from that.
Okay.
So that's my favorite way. I have a cup in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I get a cup at work, and I'll nurse it kind of all day.
Yeah.
I'll get another one in the afternoon if I run out. I just drink it because I like it. It doesn't do anything for me.
No. Okay.
I drink it, then I get a cup at probably about 8 o'clock at night.
But that's not at work.
I know.
You know. During the day.
I drink coffee all day.
All right. Okay.
It doesn't... I'm the wrong person to ask. It doesn't do anything
two,
for
two
me.
2.5 cups is the average.
I'm above average.
2.5 drinks.
In so many ways. How much about for you?
You know what? I think because I drink iced tea during the day, I probably am about 3 to 5 drinks a day to get me through the day.
Okay.
But then I nap.
See, I think that naps should be mandated.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, in
when
Spain,
you get up at
4
o'clock in the morning, you would nap. You would nap if you got up at 4 o'clock. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. What's happening today?
Dakota Johnson, she's missing the gap in her front teeth.
What?
I didn't really know she had one. Last night on
Tonight
Show. Oh,
yeah, she did.
Well, she explained that when she had her retainer removed, the gap filled in.
Wow. Isn't that supposed to work the other way?
Yeah, you have a retainer, it changes the gap.
Yeah.
And then,
Yeah, it's like the gap which should close in with the retainer.
That's why she's wearing the retainer.
Yeah.
To close the gap.
But she's had this gap in her teeth, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it's gone now, huh?
Fans have told her that they miss it.
Huh. Huh.
And she misses it, too.
Huh.
Apparently, her gap was... She used to be pretty proud of it.
Yeah?
One time, she fit 11 $100 bills between her two front teeth. I'd say...
That's some gap.
I would say, hey, watch this trick.
Watch this trick.
Once I had them in there, I'd say, oh, they're stuck. Gotta go.
Gotta go. Yeah.
It'd be a great party trick. Way to make some money.
There you go. I like that. See?
So Dakota also shared a tidbit with Jimmy. Mm. She has a surefire way to get a reservation at exclusive restaurants.
What's that?
Well, she makes the reservation in George Clooney's name. She says it works every time.
Oh, my God.
And when she shows, there's probably people waiting for George Clooney, and she shows up, and it's like, I'll take that table.
She goes, no, probably says, well, he'll be along in a minute.
Oh, darn. He got hung up in traffic in London or something.
I love
that. So when they first met, George called her out on it, and he said he's okay with it.
Well, I'm sure he is.
Well, he's a
like the biggest practical joker in the world.
Yes,
what would be funny is if she actually tried to use that to get a reservation, and it was at a restaurant that somebody tipped him off to, and he's in town, and then he just shows up.
It's yes.
Like, oh, hey, this is my table. I made a reservation.
George, did you not think of that?
I know, right?
Do it.
What's with Dakota Johnson? Now, she hasn't been in a lot since the 50 Shades movies because I think she kind of got a little typecast as that Anastasia character.
She's in,
50 Shades, Bad Times at the El Royale.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah.
So really nothing before 50 Shades.
Well, she had
things here
she
and there.
She was a kid actor.
Oh, okay.
She was in Crazy in Alabama, never saw that.
Nope.
For Speed. No, I didn't see that.
She has her mommy and daddy.
Well, yeah.
And now her daddy has work.
Daddy has work. Yeah, he's going to be doing Nash Bridges as we explained. She's young yet. She's, 29? Something like that.
But it's been a profitable career so far.
So far. Well, we'll see. Now she's had the gap closed in her mouth. I mean, you see what it did to to Jennifer Grey to get her nose fixed.
Yeah.
You know, people are not going to recognize her.
That's right.
She doesn't have the gap in her teeth anymore.
What if she
needs to go
whistle?
See an orthodontist. Can people with gap in their teeth whistle?
Can they whittle?
Can they whittle? Oh,
I don't know. Hey, on Wednesday, Channing Tatum took to social media to tell fans that he's leaving social media.
Wait for it, right?
And his quote, I'm going to take a break and come off socials for a minute. End quote, he said in a statement. I've been trying to get inspired to create again, and to be honest, I don't really feel, or at least I haven't felt very creative on social in the last couple years now. Channing, so, it's a time suck.
It is a time. I mean, you know, I
such
said
a
you're
time suck.
Doing the show in the morning and I'm looking on socials just trying to keep up with our listeners. And it's like, oh, what a time suck.
Are you calling them socials suck now because half. Channing Tatum?
No. They've been called socials for a while. We've been referring to them as socials. Yeah. No, but I mean, it's like, hip. God, it's such a time suck. And then with all the negativity, you know, whatever it may be.
I don't look at that.
Well, how do you swipe past it? It's just like...
It depends on what you like. I like the dodo about the little animals who get rehabilitated. And I like America's Funniest Home Videos and Fell Army and things that are funny in the like police chases.
Well, yeah, we get that. That's how you find out about police chases on Facebook. But yeah, no, it is a time suck. So he's leaving. He's leaving socials. He's not the first star to do so. And I'm trying to think, Channing Tatum hasn't had any work in a while, so maybe it's because he's been, you know, buried in his phone.
Well, Channing says, I'm gonna go and be just in the real world for a while and off my phone. Channing says he'll probably come back at some point, adding that he wants to have a direction or a clear point of view of why he's on there and what he's putting out there.
Wow. You know, as a clear point of view of what they're putting out there on socials, Halle Berry, she's got a clear view.
Lordy geez.
Because she's pretty clear.
Which gives you a clear view.
Sure does. Uh-huh. A real clear view, as a matter of fact. She's actually on the cover of In Style magazine this week.
Oh,
I'm so excited.
No.
She says that, I was reading this, had she started earlier, she would have been a perfect surrogate. Because she loves being pregnant. Could you imagine her being the surrogate to, like, Kim Kardashian? Just thinking.
I actually thought about being a surrogate one time.
Did
I
you
love
really?
Being pregnant.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's the delivery that totally sucks.
All right. Yeah. And the delivery of this thing totally sucks, too. But we'll do it again tomorrow. We'll deliver tomorrow.
Yes, without labor pains. Well, there are pains.
There are pains. Have yourself a great day. See you tomorrow, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.